Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We set sail on hour two, something I was remiss in mentioning in hour one. If you're enjoying the program here on Facebook Live and you're watching the video version, would you please do us a favor and just go down to the bottom of the screen and click share or like, just to expand our views, if you don't mind. That would help us out a lot. Thank you. Morning sports. Canada faces Sweden in Paris today in the knockout round at the Women's World Cup soccer event. Canadian captain Christine Sinclair comes in with 182 career goals, two away from matching the international record set by former U.S. forward Abby Wambach. Aaron Sanchez gets the start as the Blue Jays open a series in New York. The Yankees have homered in 26 straight, one short of the Major League record set in 02 by the Rangers. CC Sabathia goes for the Yankees tonight. Toronto Raptors head coach Nick Nurse is the new coach of Canada's men's basketball team. Canada Basketball announced the hiring this morning, less than 2 weeks after the Raptors captured their first NBA title. The guy's telling me that he is not Canadian. Does that not seem odd that the head coach of Team Canada would not be Canadian?
It's like that every international team. The coach doesn't have to be. It's just the players that have to.
Even the Olympics?
Yeah. I've always thought that was very odd, but that's been consistent.
Is it cool that maybe he's an honorary Canadian?
Because he coaches the Raptors?
Nobody
seems to have a problem with it.
Nobody does.
But me, I'm just saying, seems odd. What happened to Jay Triano?
See, I think athletes, if you live in a country for more than X amount of years, you should get some sort of something, landed immigrancy.
Honorary.
Or something something up like that. I think they do have that, but just don't incorporate it in the CFL rules.
I just want to recap what we were talking about. I hope we didn't spend too much on it in hour one. I don't think that we did. But Abu and I were at the Four Seasons Ball Saturday night. Man, does that sound mucky muck. And it was.
Fancy?
Yeah, it was.
I know. And it was so fancy.
Sinbad was the entertainment. The Sinbad. And in his bio on the program, it said he was voted top 100 comedians of all time, which I didn't think was much of a distinction. But we had people writing in here. But we got an impressive list of comedians. I'm starting to think that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Added to the list, Red Fox, Red Green, B. Arthur, Carol Burnett, as you said, Louis Anderson, Brent Butt, Tracy Morgan.
Foxcroft.
Pauly Shore.
The CFL referee?
No,
Foxcroft?
The white trash guy.
Pauly Shore, yes.
The redhead.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
There are several. Now, this show was the talk of the Four Seasons Ball. Up until the heckler of Sinbad, and then that took over the whole night. But one guy said to me, so every time that I log in to watch your show, can you see it? And I'm like, yes, we can, and so can everybody else. And he said, is there any way I can disable that on my Facebook? I'm at work! I don't want my boss to know I'm watching for 2 hours.
But that's the best part about this show, is you can watch at work. You do watch at work.
Yes.
It's 140, 98 people are watching at work right now.
Mm-hmm. Mick Panko says Jay Triano has worked with USA Basketball as a coach, even though he's Canadian. Fair enough. This just blew me away. I just assumed the coach of an international team would be of the country that he's coaching.
I will say, if you want to go incognito, you can listen to the audio feed.
That too.
Yes. We will see you at the analytics of where you're watching from, but your boss won't.
But your boss won't. And they furthermore, won't. I found myself on Thursday with about 90 extra minutes. The rain caused some problems with the interment for my mom's ceremony on Thursday, so we didn't have it on Thursday. And so I'm watching the show in chapters. And it was the day you had Rempel on, Lou, and Dustin Nielsen from TSN Edmonton. And my wife's got it on her phone. And we're sitting in my office at chapters.
Yep, I know the place.
You know exactly where we were. And she goes, I'm just going to leave my phone here. I'm going to go look at some books. And I'm like, good. I'll just listen to the show and surf my phone and look around. And I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. And that's what everybody was saying at the Four Seasons Ball. I have to watch this thing because there's things popping up all the time.
You know what? I think that's cool. You know, I remember like your wife was watching one day and Maureen Miller, Ken Miller's on. I'm like, that's cool. I'm sitting here in my office hanging out with Ken Miller.
With Coach Miller. Yes, yeah, exactly. You know?
And then that's cool. I end up watching who's watching instead of what you're saying.
Yeah. I know. It's so much fun. I think that's pretty much what's obvious to everybody is we're having fun. You're having fun. Thanks for being part. But did I mention, can you please like and share the program as you're watching? Just share with your friends if you like what we're doing here. Jeff Foxworthy.
Foxworthy.
They're saying is the comedian that you're thinking of. Yeah. One of my favorite spokesmen for the Golden Corral.
Dave Chappelle. I'm a Chappelle fan. I used to like the Chappelle Show. It was good.
Oh, yeah. One more just on coaches from Ian. Did you forget when Ted Nolan coached Latvia in the Olympics?
Yeah.
I thought they had to become honorary citizens or something. I thought there was some sort of paperwork in their DNA that would make them, you know, they'd have to give up citizenship or get dual citizenship.
Have some ancestry in there.
Have some ancestry, exactly.
Spit in your palm and shake a hand or something.
Right. It just seems odd to me. No, I get the honorary Nick Nurse coaches the Raptors, so he coaches Team Canada, but it just seems different. Can we not get Russ Clark of Regina to coach Team Canada? I don't know. This is just throwing me for a loop today. Jeff Krieger says Estevan is watching. Tom in Winnipeg says the watch party's going strong. At least 20 have joined in, whole or in part of Tom's friends. So that's kind of what we're trying to get going here. Can you like or share this program as we roll? By the way, Monday poll question. Let me dig it up on my phone here. From our Twitter account, at Rod Peterson Show. Does the addition of Jack Hughes and PK Subban make the New Jersey Devils a contender? The options are yes, no, and too early to tell. And 38%, the leading vote getter, is too early to tell. Big trades in the NHL this weekend, and so far our respondent saying too early to tell if the Devils came out on top or will come out on top with the addition of PK Subban and drafting Jack Hughes number one overall. 32% saying yes, 30% saying no. Back to the football, and it's too early in the week to put up the poll of what will be Canada's game of the week, but I'm starting to think Argos at the Rough Riders on Canada Day next Monday, July 1st, might be Canada's game of the week. Mike Abumetric's here and Darren DuPont. Abu, what does it mean to the Riders that the Argos had their pants pulled down and spanked, you know, mightily in front of a national television audience?
Well, whenever, like I said last segment, I think the Argos are one of the two teams that the Riders can beat this year, or are better than this year. So whenever you're playing a team that you're better than, you should win, unless the variables come in. And I think all of the variables are in the Argos court right now. You know, getting spanked like that. These are professional athletes. They don't suck. They're not a 65. They're not the worst team ever to play. They're professional athletes, and they're good football players, and their manhood, their everything has been challenged. So you can't measure that. You can't put that in yards, but you can feel it when you're on the field playing, and that's what I'm worried about. As far as the X's and O's, I haven't looked too much into it, but the Argos just look like they couldn't play with anyone. And the Rider, I think the X's and O's are on the Rider side, but all the variables are on the Argos side, and I'm kind of worried about that.
Yeah, they're gonna be ready to go. Absolutely. The thing that I'm, you know, it's an opportunity for the defense, and they need to make a statement after last week. Our defense, I think. And I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on them this week. There's going to be a lot of motivation there. And it'll be interesting to see how they come out and play, because you're right. Toronto has a lot of desperation after, you know, week two.
Pride.
They have a lot of pride on the line. But so does this Riders defense. And so that's going to be a fun battle to watch RD and their O go against each other.
No, they're happy with that loss last week. Didn't you know? Everyone's happy. We lost really well. We can be proud of that loss.
Sorry. Well, did you see?
Welcome to 2019. Yeah,
exactly. Did you see Corey Chandler's quote after the game by chance? He said the only positive out of this, his team losing 64-14, is that we were entirely exposed. Like, for every mistake they have, it was exposed Saturday afternoon in Toronto. We all know Corey Chamberlain well enough. He's a proud man. He would not have taken that loss well at all. I see that as a new head coach, a new coaching staff, a pretty much new defensive roster. Yeah, they were exposed. I don't think they're as bad as they showed that.
There's nothing on film that the writers can look at. So I guess that's one positive. I don't know how that's being positive. It's like, oh, I got my finger cut off, but I still got nine of them. You know, there's nothing on film that the writers can look at. They're going to come out, like you said, with desperation. And the only thing we know is they're not going to do what they did against Hamilton.
Yeah. Who's writing you, DuPont? Don't they know you're on the air?
Yeah, business all the time.
What is it? Can you tell us?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Not yet.
Fair?
Not yet.
Glad I asked. Norway writing in from Trent in Norway says, hi, Rod. On the topic of national and Olympic team coaches from other countries, Canadian men's soccer coach John Herman comes from England, and look how Canada's playing at the Gold Cup. The women's soccer coach is Danish, and they play later today, 9 p.m. Central Time. Go, Canada, go. And great to see the Saskatchewan Rattlers get some coverage later on. Yes, Lee Genier, the president of the Raptors, will be on video chat a little later on. But yes, we're very big in Norway. We are. And Trent's one of the viewers who's from here, living in Norway, says we make him feel like home. What's up?
Screw it.
What?
We're going to have a presence on Canada Day.
Oh, tell us where.
So at with your friends at the Armory.
Okay, Canadian Armed Forces all welcoming right. us in.
So we just got to dot some I's, cross some T's, but we're getting all of the fun stuff organized. So we're dealing with orders and merchandise.
This is a good time.
And you know what? That yeah. I think we're okay to say it. I think the Armory is okay with us.
The Armed Forces are like, say whatever you want.
But I guess we'll announce it now. It'll be the people watching and listening, their first opportunity to get their hands on some of the
merch.
That
Rod Peterson Show mugs,
a water bottle stickers. On the side of your.
Oh yeah, we have water. So oh, awesome!
It's going
to
be great.
Are they allowed to take that into the stadium? Can you take a water bottle into the stadium?
If it's unsealed,
I'm
brand
still,
new
I'm
and
still
unopened.
Learning. What's allowed? I'm still learning where my seats are.
I'm so
let alone
excited
what you can
for you. I saw you at the game the other day. I just saw you as my heart. I was like, this is his first game. I felt like a proud dad or something. Like, he's never done
and
this
I
before.
Felt like
he
a could, newborn.
He couldn't find so his, happy. He couldn't find his seats. Didn't know how to read the ticket to find the seats,
you're
the
like,
row and seat number.
Like, what do you mean? I got to wait in line for a hot dog. How am I supposed to eat 12 of them?
Yeah, that was not cool. Yeah. But $24 for a hot dog, by the way.
Yeah, all of these things that people are like, yeah.
Comes with
yeah.
a suitcase.
Yeah, yeah. Water fountains now. Now talk about water fountains.
Yeah, I can talk about it all. Oh, but I'm glad you brought this up. Our friends from the Canadian Armed Forces have sent me all the info. Off the top of my head, I'm not going to go through my phone now, but it's 2 hours prior to kickoff Canada Day. So that's 3 p.m., right? Their tailgate party. All the proceeds going to the junior officers and senior officers mess, junior ranks and senior ranks officers mess, face painting, family activities, food trucks.
Oh.
I'm missing something.
Food
beer
trucks.
Gardens.
There's the that giant cookie that we had, that sweets.
Valet parking. Yeah, no,
amazing.
Well, sort of. What was the beer? I can never remember.
District.
The district beer is a sponsor of it. So come on, join Darren and I. We'll be in a tent and yeah. Abu.
Yeah, and Mr. Abu and his wife.
Your dad?
And, yeah, he
awesome.
Flies in at noon. We're looking for something to do.
Sandra telling us on the Facebook feed that if it's sealed, water bottles are okay. So come on down, get a Rod Peterson Show water mug, stickers, the whole. And we have more merchandise coming, right?
More merchandise on the way.
Yeah,
soon. And the online store will be open very shortly.
Ricky Ray, we were watching Saturday's football game, and they kept him in the booth as the third voice for pretty much the entire first half. And well, they should. It's Ricky Ray. I thought he did a great job. Did you guys come away? Did you watch it, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
You see, so
yeah.
Did you come away with the fact that it sounds like he's going to be coaching, like, right away?
When Suits said that he was ready to coach, I was like, isn't he? I just thought he was.
No.
He was talking like it. Like, he absolutely was. Like, I got a chance to come out and, you know, hang out with the guys during camp the last few days, and that went really well. I thought that's what he was implying or saying during the interview.
But yeah, but he's going to be coaching with the Eskimos. That was the take that I got out of it. Now, again, I was dozing in and out. It wasn't the most exciting game in the world. But I took away, he said, your buddy Maz is looking really good up there in Edmonton. When are you joining his staff? And didn't he say it's coming?
Yeah, he's going to
I believe that's what happened.
I know. That's not a shocker at all. It's like I said, I'm more surprised that he's not already doing something.
Well, he wants to take a break.
He probably already is. Just don't talk about it.
How long until Ricky Ray's the number one in Edmonton and Jason Moss is the number two? It's going to be weird to have them flipped, won't it?
Again, remember Moss won the Grey Cup or whatever, and then Ricky Ray came in last year and said, all right, buddy, you're the backup now.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's what you're
Do
saying.
Do it again.
Yeah.
So, well, and by the way, producer Clark just returned from the NHL draft. I want to get Clark on set here a little later on. So, Clark, be ready for that. Give us your recap of the NHL draft in Vancouver. But Facebook's a wonderful place, I think. A lot of people don't. But Lyle Bauer, who you would know very well, right, Abu?
Absolutely.
You would know him very well. Absolutely. Former president of both the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Calgary Stampeders, went on Facebook this weekend and said, hey, these games have been great in the CFL, but what's with the empty seats at all the games? And I'm somewhat loath to bring up that discussion because that becomes a very slippery slope. When you start talking about poor attendance at games, it doesn't make people want to go to games. It doesn't. So that's why I don't. It would hurt the CFL to have that discussion. Yet when Lyle Bauer opens it up, and the last I looked, there was 54 comments on it. And Lyle says, this is not the NFL or the NHL. We need to sell tickets. We need to sell merchandise. And we need to sell food.
That's what
right?
he's trying to light the fire on.
He's lighting the fire.
Yeah.
So let's keep that fire going after the break. Because you know what? It's the elephant in the room that I think we need to talk about. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Monday morning, back on the air with the Rod Peterson Show, checking your Monday sports update. Hall of Fame pitcher turned broadcaster Dennis Eckersley called Jays starter Marcus Stroman and his antics on the mound tired After he led Toronto to a 6-1 win over Boston Sunday, Stroman responded on Twitter with a photo to remind Eckersley of the home run he gave up to Robbie Alomar in the 92 American League Championship Series that the Jays won in six. That's the problem with this new generation. No respect. What are you laughing about over there? I know you agree.
Because I'm old.
And so am I.
I know, and I agree.
Blue Jays at the Yankees tonight. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Union Chief Don Fehr are in favor of rebooting the World Cup of Hockey tournament and holding it every 4 years. The stumbling block to an agreement revolves around the hot button topic of the NHL competing at the Winter Olympics after skipping out on South Korea last year. Bettman's not committing to the NHL returning to the Winter Games. Boy, could I spend some time on that. Facebook walls going nupts. Anything tickling your fancy, Dupes? Anything up there that...
Yeah, well, they're really getting into the attendance.
Okay,
and
good.
They're getting into the food, right?
Well, price sensitivity. I think people... is a fewer people show... Garth Janusz. If fewer people show up, they need to sell more $20 hot dogs. Sorry, if fewer people show up, they need to sell a $20 hot dog. If more people show up, they can charge you $10 for the hot dog because they're selling more of them.
The most response I've had to any post I've made on any social media platform in months was just a couple of weeks ago when I said, is $100 for a CFL ticket too much? Did you see that? It just went crazy. Hundreds of responses. This is something where the fans actually have their say. How many times have I said the teams don't want fans to be able to voice their opinion anymore? That's the truth. That's one thing where I think this show is going to thrive. We want the fans and viewers' opinions. So Lyle Bauer on the weekend says he's alarmed. He says it's on Facebook. You can go look it up at how many empty seats there are at these CFL games. I opened Twitter in the break, and Daryl Davis of CJME writing, CFL crowds alarmingly low. So just in the commercial break, the Facebook wall went crazy. And on Twitter, CT Bleed Green writing on Twitter, 1 week away from our home opener and the amount of tickets available on Ticketmaster is very concerning. Thousands of seats. I really feel like the ticket prices are too high, especially with the quality of football we've had lately. From Garth. For example, more people are willing to buy a hot dog or even four hot dogs if you're a family of four if they were $5 or less instead of $10 each. So I got two sides of this. A, I'm a rider season ticket holder and I can't believe what a good deal it is. I think I'm paying $45 a ticket, I think. I'm in the lower bowl right where the team comes out of the tunnel. I like my seats. I don't think it's too much money. Friday night I was at a fundraiser. I was sitting beside Todd Ripplinger. He pulled out his season tickets. He's got an app or something and he says $35 a ticket. No problem there. Like those tickets aren't too expensive. We don't feel. Not done yet. But when I left the preseason game with DuPont, because you were sitting with me.
Yes.
Stopped at the concession. I'm going to pick up some street meat here on the way out of the 24. What?
It's all new to you.
Kept going. I didn't buy. It was way too much money for a hot dog.
We got Girl Guide cookies instead.
And those were overpriced.
It's true.
No, I'm teasing. Well, I just remember them being $2, but now it's $5. It is inflation. I get it. Is your daughter selling Girl Guide
tickets? No, we got $120 dance tickets if you want to buy them.
Okay, fair enough. That's overpriced.
Yep.
Well, Gainer was tickets too. Fake Gainer was complaining about the Girl Guide girls selling their cookies across the street from the stadium. I bought my box. But anyways, there's my... I don't think my rider tickets are too expensive. I do not.
Right, but you're not in Toronto or BC where the costs are higher. The costs of... rent, electricity, everything is higher. So they have to charge more per ticket. So $100 in Toronto is a cheap ticket. You're not going to see anything else in Toronto for $100.
And, you know, parking, the whole experience is more expensive, right? Everything's more limited. The thing about, you know, attendance and trying to get fans out and add engagement is we're seeing this more and more with teams and with organizations who want to control everything, right? And everybody wants to make all the money. Everybody wants to bring everything in-house. We see that in the media where, well, with websites and with social media, we're all media outlets. And that's a good thing. We should all be producing content. But the teams start... you know, breaking their own news. They have their own media departments. They put out their own video content. They do their own interviews. They do everything branded as the team. And I believe the thought process around that is, well, we can get the hits, we can get the community, and then we can send out our message. And we can take the advertising dollars. Why would we give it to the TV station? Well, it's all about distribution. It's all about getting the message out. And you look at the sports leagues, you know, Major League Baseball, it's a dying brand. They haven't evolved enough, and they want to control everything. The NHL's kind of the same way. But which sports league's crushing it? It's the NBA that's crushing it more than anybody
else. And why? Because we've had this discussion. Tell the people why.
Because they're so open to letting their community be involved, share videos. They're not so strict on player images. They let the community share it. They let me, as a fan, share my favorite basketball player's picture on Instagram and make a video on YouTube and use the footage, because they know that it will give you the appetizer for free. You're going to come back and pay full ticket for the main course and come to the game.
Did you go to the Jurassic Park down at Mosaic Stadium?
I did not. Okay, but that's the same deal.
You know who was there? Those people.
Yes.
No, those people, those kids aren't at the Rider games.
No.
We got to get these kids. Or they we don't have to. I don't have to do anything. They have to get these
kids. But it was free to get in. There's that argument.
But see, that's the thing. I don't think it's about money. I think it's because...
That's true, too.
As a business, and I think a CFL team is one, you might think differently, I have to go out and get your money. You don't owe me anything to come and spend it here. And I think that's maybe lost. You don't have to go and see a CFL game. You know, just because your dad went, you don't have to go. What am I going to do to bring that kid into here? I got to make it exciting. I got to do something. And that's where I think where's Lyle talking about Toronto and Edmonton?
I don't know. I think he said every CFL stadium.
Toronto needs to give tickets away to that multicultural high school kid whose parents didn't have enough money to send him to a game.
Yeah.
Send him to every freaking game for free. Maybe he'll start liking football. Maybe he'll become an ambassador. Maybe he'll start spending stuff. Maybe I will. There's so many kids like that. That's where all, there's so many stories like that, and they're totally missing that. Here's your free ticket. Go and buy a hot dog.
You got me, and then
at least made $10.
Yeah, you got me on another, you know, side of that too. I mean, on the one side, you see teams always controlling their own message, and then the other media doesn't have to cover it because they're putting it out on their own channels enough already. And you stop spreading the message. Shows like this are good for the teams. When we're, you know, if we're ranting about something that's wrong with the league or a loss and we're unhappy, teams don't like it because they think. Yeah, we don't like it when people talk bad about us and they think, well, if you're talking bad about the team, people won't want to go. No, the worse people are talking about your team, it means they care about your team.
We're telling you
that
got broccoli
much more. Exactly.
Oh, don't get me going
they
on that.
They care.
You look
that
fat
much
in those
more.
Pants.
And that means you're winning, they're going to be that much more invested. They're going to be more interested in buying tickets. The win is going to be that much sweeter. They're going to buy all the merchandise. It's going to, when people are talking negatively about your team, it's a good thing. But back to your comment about the kids, that's who you have to market. Everyone's marketing the money paying 50-year-olds who have the money, you know, because they're going to buy merchandise. You have to sell the kids. Because I fell in love with the game as a kid. And it transferred into me being an adult. And now, you know, I want younger people, my nieces and nephews and maybe my kids down the road to watch the games because that's what I grew up with.
There's
right?
a lot of older people at Rider games. A lot of older people at Rider.
Yeah. You
and
gotta sell
Pats games. But you said something very smart. Hang on.
To the other cities.
You said something very intelligent. So I don't want to skip past that. Okay. Of all the things you said, I found one that was intelligent.
It happens.
You said it's not about the money. And I've started to realize this. Because we talk about the low attendance at Thunder games and Rams games and certain U of R athletics games. They could have a toonie and people aren't going to go. It's not about
not cool.
the money.
Make it exciting.
It's about the marketing and it's about
talk to me.
The branding.
And Edmonton. Edmonton's always looked empty because they got 70,000. They sell 50,000 tickets. Edmonton should be given more tickets away
yes,
for the touchdown lottery for kids or whatever. They should give out 10,000 more tickets. And just have underprivileged kids.
Well, and furthermore, here's the one anomaly or whatever you want, whatever the exception that proves the rule is the Saskatchewan Rush. When everybody's complaining, like I went to a Pats Warriors game in the dead of winter this year. It was on national television. That's the second most responded to tweet I sent out was the picture of the empty seats. And it got the Warriors were upset at me and CHL people were mad. And here's the excuses I got. It's too cold. It's an afternoon game. the Pats play here too much because the game was in Moose Jaw.
Tickets are sold.
It was everything. Oh, because the Rush are home that night. It's minus 47 and they're full. 15,000 people paying four times as much for the tickets. And what's the difference? The Rush market, their asses off.
Oh,
they worked
speaking of
so
asses,
hard.
You know what excuses are?
What?
They're like asses.
Everybody's Everyone got has one. Yeah. Most. It's got some good comments in here. Jimmy McLarty watching from Toronto, downtown Toronto. He says, double-edged sword, free tickets can devalue the product, especially in big markets like Toronto. People will think if it's free, it must not be that good.
Well, no,
and Jimmy's right. Jimmy's right. And I'm not advocating for them to give away free tickets. I'm advocating for them to sell cheaper tickets.
Four-letter word is free. I don't like free. There's always comes with a catch. Your catch is you're going to buy a hot dog. And I'm not, and that's why you got to make sure it either goes to the MVP of the high school team, or you go to other areas of, Brampton, or I grew up at Jane and Weston. I mean, that was a great opportunity to give tickets there.
Yeah, free doesn't make the world go around.
No,
so nobody's advocated.
But some people live in a shitty part of town, and that's not free either. You know, a nice handout every now and again, a nice help out isn't free.
Clark's telling me we got to break one more segment with Abu, and then we've got overtime coming up as well because I still haven't got into my Toronto Pride rant yet, my Theo Fleury rant. I got a lot of things to get to, and a rapper on Sinbad as well. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Monday morning on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
I said shit.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
You see them everywhere. Those awesomely massive decals around the city. Yep, that's Sleek. Those sweet-looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards. Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Monday morning sports update. The Toronto Blue Jays start a three-game series against the Yankees tonight in the Bronx. The Jays coming off a strong series against defending World Series champion Boston, taking 2 of 3 at Fenway on the weekend. Righty Aaron Sanchez scheduled to start tonight for Toronto. And Nick Nurse has been officially named as Canada's head coach for the upcoming Basketball World Cup in China. I just thought you had to be a Canadian for that job. They're telling me today you don't. The announcement came just over a month after Nurse led the Raptors, or just over a week after Nurse led the Raptors to their first NBA title. The World Cup will qualify 7 teams for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. We're talking Riders Argos. We're talking a little CFL. We're talking comedians. Sinbad. We'll get to all that. But Darren DuPont, you had a burning question for Mike Abomeshwick, as I recall.
Well, we got to start polling the people who come on the show. So you mentioned, you know, the flight deck. They're talking about, you know, airlines in the comments section. But we need to come up with a name. And you and I have talked about this. For what our community?
Our hardcore listeners.
Our hardcore
fans,
listeners, you know.
Chain Gang.
The Chain Gang.
No, that was the old show.
That was the old
but
show.
We need still want to call them good. People. You can call me anything you want. I haven't changed, brother. I haven't changed at all for anybody.
That's fair.
We need something. Something.
Are you sticking with Chain Gang?
I hope.
Like I said, you can call me whatever I want. That's what I thought we were.
Maybe the people in the Facebook feed have some thoughts.
For loyal viewers of this show,
what's the community?
What's the community called?
Your disciples.
I came up with the name Chain Gang, so I guess I could keep it. You know, I would prefer to do something new, but.
Yeah, you could change it too.
By the way, now seems like a good enough time to get into this rant. And Abu, I'm thinking you'll join me, and I'm pretty sure you will too, Darren, on a few things. One, Theron Fleury comes on Friday and rips the Prime Minister. That is his right. I posted it to Facebook, hoping that it would get a nuclear reaction. It did. And the one thing I knew, the road that people would go down, some... is that you're a sports show, you shouldn't be talking politics. Excuse me. What's it say up there, boys?
Yeah.
The Rod Peterson Show.
My show will talk about what we want, not what your expectations are. So thank you, Theo, for your rant. Because all opinions are welcome here, which knocks me into my next statement. The PR guy for the Argos, Chris, really good guy, tweeting this morning, can't believe that people are unfollowing the Argos Instagram account because they supported the Toronto Pride Parade. And he said, what year is this? And this really got me going because a few Sundays ago, we were driving past, I don't want to say where area we live in, so I'll just say driving down a road in Regina on a Sunday morning, and it was a car that had been vandalized. Windows smashed out and all kinds of anti-gay comments spray painted on the car. And my heart sunk to my toes. I'm like, where do I live? What year is this? What is wrong with people? And it's 2019, and you're going to unfollow the Argos because they're supporting this parade. Now, I have my own thoughts on political leaders not supporting pride parades. Those are my thoughts. I was talking with a capital C conservative Friday night and was saying as much. And he said, well, in Scheer's case, that Toronto parade gets pretty wild. So it's a little.
So does Carabana. I don't hate black people from.
Fair enough. He's just like that Toronto
There's
one's
no
wild.
Room for hate, man. That's what Toronto's about. Diversity.
Oh, I'm not defending not anything. He's defending Andrew Scheer. I'm
right,
not.
Sure.
I would walk in it, but I wasn't invited to walk in. My point. I'm in the recovery community. That comes with its own shame and stigma. We work with the Pride people. The Pride people work with the recovery people. I will say this. I've said it many times, but it's the first time on this show. Some of the most horrible people I know are straight and white. Do you have LGBT people in your family?
Yes.
Your friends?
Yes.
They just want to live. They're nice people. They just want to get along.
And everyone.
And have you ever been told you're not welcome here just because the way you are? I've been told that. It doesn't feel very good. Why are they being told that? And why are you not supporting? Hey, do whatever you want. It's just sad because I thought we'd come so far.
Yeah,
in these movements.
I don't care what you do, but don't be dumb. For me, there's no tolerance for not knowing the facts. I played football for 10 years pro, 10 years as an amateur. How many gay people do you think I played with?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, of course.
So many. People that are looking right now say, oh, but it's football. No, you've cheered for gay people not knowing they're gay. You've cheered for straight people assuming they're straight. People are all different. The person sitting next to you at SaskTel right now, you don't know their sexual orientation. Take a look around the room that you're in right now. You don't know where people are sticking things at night. Does it matter? It shouldn't matter. There's assholes that are gay. There's assholes that are black. There's assholes that are straight, white, green, black. There's assholes everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no tolerance for ignorance or hate. There isn't. There's not.
That's why I'm shocked that this is all coming up and that the Argos are going through this and anybody else that supports Pride's going through this. I actually, in a column
get
I wrote.
The ship. We don't want you on the ship.
And that's what the Argos said. Unfollow us. Good. We don't want you. See you later if that's what
True
your viewpoint
colors.
Is on this. But I don't know. I've come a long way on this. A few things have changed my viewpoint. The biggest one is Barb Ryan. I had my own thoughts that weren't great on refugees and in dark ages ago, immigrants. And that was the old me. And I've changed. And one of the biggest people I have to credit for that is Barb Ryan, John's mom, who sat me down and we had this talk. And it was about inclusion. It was about tolerance. And you know what? I at least had an open mind to listen. And she completely changed my way of thinking, and this is how I think. And that's why she won the Red Cross Humanitarian of the Year Award, because she's a humanitarian. So I guess you just assume everybody is coming along with this thought process. No, they're not. Like, you assume they are. You think everybody right. thinks like you.
Well, yeah. To be human is not what North American society is doing right now.
Yeah, and the other thing is being in business. That's another thing. My restaurant, Famosa Pizzeria. You're gay? Come on in. You're black? You're yellow? You're red? You're brown? You're white? Come on in. Everybody come on in.
I didn't notice. Someone told me to go back. I have a really sweet tan. I don't know if it comes through on Facebook, but someone told me to go back to my country.
Recently. I saw you write about that.
This is my country.
Right?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
How did you know?
And I was hanging out at the Pride Parade in Regina.
Yep.
Two weekends ago now. What's great about it is, I mean, it's evolved a lot, too, those celebrations. And it's become, for me, less about the show and the racy stuff and more about the real meaning of it, which is the inclusion. And what I gathered from watching it, it was fairly tame, which is also, whatever you want, it's good, it's bad, it doesn't matter. But you're free to do whatever you want. And and everybody was included.
And not be judged or mocked for it.
If I want to sit there in a gray hoodie and dark pants and watch the parade with my girlfriend, that's cool. They love it. They love you. If I want to walk in the parade with my sister and wear a pink shirt, that's cool too.
When is celebrating anything bad?
Doesn't matter.
If I want to celebrate being Lebanese, it's not a reflection of I hate you. Yeah. I love my I could celebrate being Polish English as well.
Well, the point is,
but celebrating isn't a bad thing. But anyone that has a problem with celebrating is.
But this started on the pride thing, and that's where what I'm at right now. Well, they're not hurting anybody. That's my point. The ones in my family and my friends aren't hurting anybody. And I often say to my wife, they want to be married too. Why can't they be as miserable as the rest of us?
Well,
and then I laugh and she doesn't find that funny. But why can't they get benefits? Why can't they just live? Why do they got to be persecuted and have their cars vandalized?
And you're talking about them now. Even your dialogue. I'm just saying, people, we got to keep going. It's not them. It
doesn't
us.
Offend me to say that, because when people say that about people in recovery from addiction, which I'm one, doesn't matter to me.
When we were kids, it was about celebrating where you're from. It's about celebrating our diversity, and that was a good thing. Being different was good. And now there's some sort of idea that everyone's got to be the same. And if we want to bring this back to sports, which everyone's parity. Everyone's got to be an 8-8 at the end of the year. Well, then who's good and who's bad? Do we want to talk about sports? Yeah. I don't like
to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Action matters fact. You're going to roll. Just some good Facebook comments have come in. William, this is 2019, people. Tom in Winnipeg says, Abu nailed it right on the head. Conan in Calgary says, I can even appreciate people from the sockless community. Shout out to DuPont.
Thanks, Conan.
Out.
We got these Space Invader socks going on today.
Sockless.
Socks and sockless coming together.
Haley says, very cool. Tom says, thanks, Rod, for allowing this honest talk on your show. We just have to be humans. So again, I thank Barb Ryan for expanding my viewpoint on life. And actually, it's a lot better place to be than where I was before. But unfortunately, a lot of people are still there. So just open your mind a little bit. I would say, and that's why this whole CFL diversity is strength thing. That's where it comes from.
Are you there already? You're already there?
Every day
are not the ones.
I'm getting better.
Right. We're all working on it, man. We're all working on it.
Abu, thanks for coming in.
I
have a feeling you're going to be on a meme and a rant clip.
After the first show we did, you said, how did it go? I said, I really think we should talk about sports more. And you said, it's not a sports show.
It's not.
I love it.
All right. Thank you, Abu. We'll be back. Overtime segment next, and we're going to Saskatoon. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Monday polls up on our Twitter feed at Rod Peterson Show. Do the additions of PK Subban and Jack Hughes make the New Jersey Devils a contender? The options are yes, no, or too early to tell. 36% on Twitter say it's too early to tell. And 33% say yes, 31% say no. And on our website, poll at rodpeterson.com, similar. Too early to tell, leading there. Monday morning sports update, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Edwin Encarnacion, and Giancarlo Stanton take aim against Blue Jays right-hander Aaron Sanchez in the series opener at Yankee Stadium tonight. Yankees trying to hit a home run in their 27th straight game, which would match the major league record set by the 0-2 Texas Rangers. And Raptors head coach Nick Nurse being named the coach for Team Canada at the upcoming Basketball World Championships. Speaking of basketball, Darren DuPont. A wonderful segue into our next guest, the president of the CEBL's Saskatchewan Rattlers, Lee Genier, joins us from Saskatoon this morning. Let's bring him in on video conference. How you doing, Lee?
Awesome, Roddy. How you doing?
Fantastic. Glad to have you aboard, and thanks for making your Rod Peterson Show debut. Do we have any viewers in Saskatoon?
We do. It's growing. It's huge.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Yeah,
it has been. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It has been a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have you guys on board. And I've enjoyed what the Rattlers have been saying on social media with the Raptors run. People are saying it's too bad basketball's over. You're like, no, it's not.
No, I mean, it's been, the groundswell across the country, the world, actually, and I think it couldn't have been a better time for us to start this league and really capitalize on what's happening in basketball in the world, and especially Canada as well. You saw six Canadians drafted in the NBA this past week. So
have you been able to piggyback or catapult off the Raptors' success to your own? You're a marketing genius. You know how to do these things. Have you seen a bit of an upsurge?
Well, when the Raps were going through, it was a little tough, cause some of their games ended up being on the same nights as our games, which was tough. But right across the country, we held Raptors viewing parties and to, full venues. So, you saw they had 14,000 people in Mosaic. So that now has really, now that the championship's been won, registrations are up dramatically across the country. In Saskatchewan as well, which is a huge help for us. And you know what? And I think that's a big part of, when you're in sports, is inspiring the youth, and whatever age that is, to play a new sport too. So,
Lee, it's a great day to have you on the show because of what we were talking about earlier in the CFL. When you were with the Rush, I mean, you were so instrumental in making that explode across Saskatoon and the province with the way you guys marketed and the way you guys just took over the community. I mean, you were a rock star in this province. How were you able to do that? What was so key? What was the mindset from the marketing standpoint when you're bringing a new product kind of into a community?
Well, you know, the one thing I think, you know, is you hit it right on the head, Darren, is you want to be part of the community. And that is really key. Is, you know, I tried to be everywhere and talk to every, you know, everyone in the province, whether it's shaking everyone's hand and being at every event. And you know, and from a brand, you want to be everywhere as well. You know, try to be part, you know, having your brand out there, your brand new team back then. And, you know, it worked well. No different than we're doing in the CBL right now is, you know, we created these, all these brands from scratch. And we have an amazing, amazing traction across Canada and around the world. So, you know, to say that and have accomplished that in, you know, very, you know, a year and a half has actually been pretty, you know, it's been great to see happen actually. So.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. Okay, so I know Rod's similar to me. We want to help everybody, build everybody up together. So you got $10,000. You're in charge of marketing for the Rod Peterson Show. How are you spending it? How are you getting this show to the next stratosphere with, let's say, $10,000, arbitrary number?
Well, you know what? I think, one, you know, your basis is sports. And, you know, I think sports in general just brings people together, right? And, you know, when you look across, you know, just across the province, I think, you know, you've got some amazing brands there from the Riders, from the Rush to the Rattlers to, you know, from, you know, even to the WHL team. So I think, you know, at some point, somebody's at one of those games and really bringing the community together and to celebrate, you know, one is celebrating diversity in the community across the province, you know, what you talked about earlier. And, you know, having fun doing it, too. I mean, people love to get out and have a great time and celebrate their province and doing that through sport, through events. You know, there's so many festivals in the province as well.
Lee, just tell me what two things. One, I just love your colors, man. I don't know who was behind that color scheme, but I love the sand and the forest greens. Awesome. So way to go. And two, what's your schedule ahead? When can the Rod Peterson Show get up there to catch the Rattlers at home?
Well, we play Thursday, you know, it's our tip off to summer, which, you know, everyone's out of school now. And, you know, our crowds, we've been drawing in around that 4,000 number. And, you know, we purposely went on Thursday nights to stay away from the cabin, understanding, you know, how important the lake is and everyone going to the lake. So now that we're into summer, you're going to see, you know, see those Thursday night games. There are some Friday nights because people still love a good Friday night game. But would love to have you guys come and sit courtside and broadcast your show because it is a fantastic time. So, I've been in every sport in this country. So, in this, I'm just having a blast doing this.
You also won Executive of the Year in the NLL, did you not?
I did, and that was having some great people around. Like you know, with the Rattlers, we have Brad Kraft and Raul Garcia and a whole crew up there that just do an amazing job for us across the province.
Well, I know what I'm doing Thursday now, Lee. I appreciate the invite. We'll be in touch and can't wait. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure and congratulations on the success of a great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Lee Genier, president of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And I do have to get my hands on some of their merch. Their office is right downtown Saskatoon. And when the Rush moved into Saskatoon, he was the president when they came from Edmonton, right?
Yep.
And I just remember this. I was in Saskatoon a lot, and I just, everywhere I turned, you're seeing that Rush logo, like everywhere. You were living there. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And he was one of the guys behind that. That's marketing. Every time you turn around, you know, you're hearing about it. You're seeing it. And I'm hoping that's what people are seeing with the Rod Peterson Show. Interesting. Donna writes in this morning. I think she's in Central Butte, Saskatchewan. She says, love the old school shaking hands, getting out to the people with the people. I don't think that's necessarily a Saskatchewan thing. It's maybe it is. I don't know. It's pretty common sense. I've been all over North America, and what I've seen is that works. The teams that are out that know their fans, literally, Darren, know their fans, are shaking hands with their, listening to their concerns, what they love about the team, what they don't, or what they love about the show, what they don't. Heck, you know, there will be a time that we take this show out around the province like we did with the radio, and I can't wait for that. As a matter of fact, one of our owners, Paul, just came in and sat down in Paul's chair. He's the guy that's going to make that all happen. But that's the old school way of doing it. face to face.
You have to. Lee was a rock star in Saskatoon when he was doing that. I mean, I saw him at Husky football games, shaking hands with all the alumni, and he was up there supporting it 100%. He wasn't out there in Rush gear supporting it. He was out there in Husky gear. He actually supported it. He was out there at the Blades. They made inroads everywhere. It was amazing. And they spent money on marketing, too. They didn't just get out there. You matched hard work with smart marketing, with smart dollars, and... yeah, they were very successful, and then the results were there. They created a real big buzz. It helped for sure that they were a winner.
And they came in hot.
They came in hot, and they continued to be hot. So that was important. You got to have a good product along with good marketing. You can't have all the sizzle and no steak, right? So you have to be able to deliver. They did that, and so it was fun having them on, and I think that basketball is going to be a success too.
I'm happy to partner with them. Corey writing in on our Facebook feed, the CFL is not in tune with getting the young fans out. Well, as a medium here in what's becoming a legitimate broadcast entity, media entity, the Rod Peterson Show, we'll do what we can. I'm glad it's not my job. CFL can figure that out. We'll do our part. And that's talking about the CFL, both positive and negative. There's some things I think that they need to realize that just because it's not all positive doesn't mean that it's all bad. The other thing, I thought it was a fantastic show today. I'm sure you would agree.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that Mike Abomeshrick said, I love being here. That's a nice feeling.
That's when you love showing up to work, you're going to do a good job. And people are going to love it. And I keep saying that. If we're having fun, you hope the viewers are having fun. And if they're having fun, the sponsors are going to have fun. It's just a wonderful win-win community. The moment you and I and our other co-hosts and the guests we have on this show, the Rider alumni, the Hall of Famers, doesn't matter. The Gary Lawless is on the phone line. The moment we're not having fun, I think that's when we pull the plug.
We'll shut her down.
We'll shut it down.
Yeah, but I will also say this before we go sit here and talk about how great we are. Last Thursday at Chapters, when I watched the show, the day of my mom's funeral, I just thought when you went on the air at 10, I said, pretty soon people aren't going to remember what life was like before having this show mid-mornings to talk about everything, sports and life and whatever else. So if we went too far with our rants, we didn't go too far with our rants.
Unapologetic.
Unapologetic. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be talking a little CFL. Marshall Hamilton will be here. Some special live guests along with Marshall today. Thanks to Gary Lawless, Dupes, Mike Abomeshrick, our whole crew, Ryan. Paul's got donuts because we've got new sponsors.
Wait.
We got Jordan. We got more sponsors?
No.
And Clark on the other side of the wall and a whole team downstairs. We'll see you tomorrow on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.